commission, ascension, and waiting.
The disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had first selected them. He suddenly appeared, and they worshiped him. He said, "I give you authority to preach. Go to all the nations on earth and make disciples. Baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Teach them what I have taught you. Remember, I'm always with you." Jesus remained on earth for 40 days after he rose from the dead. He spent time with his disciples, teaching them things about the kingdom of God. He also appeared to many others, once to a crowd of over 500 people. He then led his disciples to the Mount of Olives. He said, "Don't leave Jerusalem until you receive the promise from the Father. John baptized with water, but now you'll be baptized with the Holy Spirit." They said, "Lord, is now the time you're going to make Israel into a kingdom again?" Jesus said, "Only the Father knows when that will happen. Meanwhile, you're to spread the good news that people can receive forgiveness of sins. Wait in Jerusalem until the Holy Spirit comes upon you. He'll give you power to spread this good news. Start in Jerusalem, and then take it to the entire nation, include Samaria. Finally, go to the entire world." Jesus then blessed them, and as he did, he suddenly moved upwards and disappeared in a cloud. The disciples stood there looking up. Two men dressed in white appeared next to them. They said, "Why are you standing there looking into the sky? You saw Jesus go up. He'll come back in the same way." The disciples went back to Jerusalem after they saw Jesus go up into the cloud. Their hearts were overfilled with joy. They met in an upper room with other believers, both men and women. Mary, the mother of Jesus, was there, as well as his brothers. All of the believers were of one mind and used this time to pray. At one point, Peter stood and talked to the group. He said, "Judas fulfilled Scripture when he led the mob into the garden and betrayed Jesus. Judas was one of us and had all the privileges of this ministry. Yet he sold it all for a price. With that money, he bought a field, and today it is called Field of Blood. Still, we need someone to take his place among the apostles. We must choose a man who has been with us since John baptized Jesus. It must be a man who saw all the miracles until the Lord was taken from us into heaven. With us, he will testify to the resurrection of Christ." Two men were selected for final consideration. The people prayed and then threw lots to make the final decision. Matthias was chosen.